again, hello. It's wonderful to be with you on this beautiful day of July the 12th. Oh, my goodness. And I have some lovely things to convey to you, some lovely messages. And I would also like to hear from you. We took calls last time, and I think it worked out very well to take some calls and then have a response from me, which I know came from Yeshua. The thoughts were greater than could fit in my little head. So I think we'll do the same today. Who would like to join on our call and let us know what blessings you're feeling, what blessings you would like to receive, or any other contributions you'd like to make to our community? We always love to hear from you. And while I'm waiting for someone to come on, I'll just express my own. This is very interesting. Cecilia, I am being acknowledged on our call board as being on your telephone, which is very strange. Maybe you can come on and that will clarify our call. But we have someone with from area code 612, and you're on. Hi. Hello? Area code 612-889, you're on. Let's see. We're going to, you are unmuted. Maybe you need to unmute your own telephone. Hi, I can hear you. Just speak up. Okay, well, Jean Marie, I see that you're on and you're unmuted.
Hi,
hello?
Glenda, can you hear me?
I sure can.
Okay, great, thanks. Hey, I have a friend whose little kitty ran away. The kitty's name is Boots. She has two little boys, and they're just brokenhearted about it.
Mm-hmm.
He got out. He's an indoor kitty, but he somehow managed to get out, and I just want to put it out there for my friend Shauna and a safe return, or at least that the kitty is safe and being cared for, whatever, you know, whatever's going on, please.
Oh, yes, you know I have a heart for kitties.
Yes, you do.
I do. So we will. I'll send a message upstairs to Gunner and tell him to do what he can.
Yeah, and Puff as well. She might come in on the scene.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, we
anyway,
sure will. We'll do. Anything else you wanted to say?
Let's see. God, there was something else or somebody else, but it's not coming to mind just yet. If I think of it, I'll hop back on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and you have a wonderful blessing today.
Yeah.
And our wireless caller is on. Hi.
Hello?
Hello. There you are.
Yes. Yes. Glenda, this is Leola, and I'd like for you to keep me in your prayers for today for my blood pressure. My blood pressure has gone up somewhat, and I'd like to have some prayers for that, for it to go in.
Sure will.
Normal range. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Sure will. And thank you for asking. I'll pass your request upstairs.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. And we have Liz from area code 530. And Liz, just I'm getting your line cleared. Let's see. It keeps getting... Okay, Liz, you should be on now.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Actually, it's Denise, and I'm being three-wayed in on Liz's phone. But
okay.
I wanted to give thanks, number one, that this is actually my phone line for the first time since 2008. I have my own personal phone line.
Wonderful.
I'm very grateful for that. And The blessing that I would like to ask for is also for a kitty. Her name is Robin, and she was 11 months old yesterday. And she's a rescue cat who was her health has improved a lot since I got her. She doubled her weight in the first 22 days.
Great. Right.
she's part ragdoll, and ragdolls sometimes have this heart defect. We haven't got to the bottom of it, but sometimes her respiration goes to 120 a minute when it should be less than 30, and her skin starts to turn blue. I would like to ask for a blessing that, you know, all the good genes are mixed in with the sorry genes, and that we would ask for the good genes to come out and for her to have a healing.
Oh, we sure will. We sure will. Looks like this is a kitty day.
Yes. Thank you.
We'll just have it real amped up for kitties.
And she's here next to me, and her respiration's gone back to normal. She had about a half-hour episode about an hour ago, but I know she's just ready to receive the blessing.
Okay. All right. We will keep her in our heart. Thank you for asking. And we have Scott on the line. Hi, Scott. Oops, let me make sure your line stays clear. Hi, Scott. You're on. Scott, just speak up. You're on. We can hear your phone rattling, so we know you're on, Scott. Just speak up.
Glenda,
well,
Denise, and I think you got my line again.
No, I closed your line down, Denise.
Weird, and actually it said that I became unmuted. And
well, there, you're muted. Okay, and I'll just make sure the others are. Scott, we can, I think your line is supposed to be unmuted. Try unmuting your phone. Oh, here we go. It muted.
Hey, Nama.
Hi.
I can hear the recording. It says on my end that I...
That is really so strange. Okay, now you're unmuted, Scott.
I know. I can hear the recording. It tells me I'm muted or unmuted. I can tell.
Okay.
Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you so much for Spiritus and for you and the Master and the community and supporting me, because I get to have such a good experience. I'm in a little club in Orlando. There's actually about 60 clubs,
mm-hmm.
and they just made me an area director. So I'm actually a liaison between the district and about 5 clubs, and I get to go to these beautiful places up on the 18th floor in a building downtown in Orlando to meet with the club there and, you know, share the district's goals and so on.
That's
really awesome.
Wonderful, Scott. Oh, you're just becoming a master of your own world. And isn't that what we all want?
Absolutely.
Yes. Oh, that's terrific. Good news, and thanks so much for sharing it. And we have Suzanne on the line. Let me get your line open. It should be easier than this, but for some reason, it hasn't been lately. I'm going to have to call management and see what's going on. But Suzanne, you should be on. Are you? Unmute your own telephone, Suzanne. We'd love to hear from you. Or just speak up. Let's see if we can hear you. No? Oh, my goodness. Well, let's see. Suzanne, now you're muted again. Okay, Suzanne, we're really gonna get.
Hello.
Hi, Suzanne.
This is Kathy.
Kathy.
Yes. Right.
My goodness. Well, hi, Kathy.
Glenda. Oh, listen, I have a prayer request this time. A friend of mine, he came to the United States. His name is Anwar, with his family as a refugee. Anyway, he is in much need of trying to find a job, and I'm asking for help for him to find a job for his family. They're running out of money, and he just can't find employment.
Oh, my goodness. Where did they come from?
Abu Dhabi.
Really? Wow, what a trip.
Yeah, really.
It must be a very, very stressful transition for them. We'll keep them in our prayers and blessings on many levels.
Okay, thank you so much.
You are. Thank you for asking. And we will just hold him in our hearts and know that God will take care of him. And if there's anyone else who wants to speak, I do apologize that this has been a little bit challenging the last couple of times. I'm going to have to call management and find out what they're doing to their system and how we can make this all better. I see Patricia Solomé is on. Hi, Solomé.
Hi, Glenda. I just wanted to quickly say I wasn't on last week, but I listened to the message, and I'm excited about your new conference in October. Unfortunately, that's the same weekend as the wedding I have to be at in California. But it does sound really tempting, the ocean.
Oh, it's great. Oops. We lost you. Now we've got you.
Okay. And the other thing I was going to do is also say that I was at a small blessing conference or weekend to teach the blessing. I haven't had any interest except for the people who I'd already so I'm just going to cancel it. I'm thinking that I want to going to yours, you know. So just
Solomé, we lost. You should be on now, Solomé. Yeah.
I already said a whole bunch of things. Obviously, I wasn't heard. So I'm not even sure what.
You were off for only about 30 seconds. You were hoping to come to ours.
Yeah. Okay, good. Okay. As far as, it seems like I'm the only teacher that's been really, you know, trying to stick with, you know, putting the word out there to teach in our own neck of the woods so that more people can find out about it that maybe can't travel all the way to Texas. But for now, and because of a lot of other obligations and my own work that I do with people, I'm just really wanting to see more people go to yours for now. And hopefully there'll be more teachers in the long run, but, you know, maybe we're just supposed to, you know.
Well, Sarah has done a couple of blessing conferences in her area. And
I've heard of one, and the other one she didn't have anyone.
Well, we'll take that conversation up in a call with our blessing givers, okay? Let's keep this about blessings for everyone today. And we know that through your gracious offerings and through the love and the prayers of everyone, Yeshua is offering more and more blessings to the world every day. And for that, we're very, very grateful.
Well, and I believe very much in the blessing and learning to do it. And I really did my testimony. It's an enjoyable experience to participate in as a blessing giver, just being one, just doing it. So I really encourage people out there that have yet to learn it from Glenda to do it. It's just like, why wait? You know,
thank
make it
you.
Work, make it happen. So
thank you. I so appreciate that, Solomé. And since you brought up the topic, yes, we have scheduled our next Christ Blessing Seminar here in Corpus Christi on October the 10th and the 11th. And just go to our website, inspiredorigination.org, click on seminars, and all the information will be posted there where you can enroll. Be sure and go there and begin your thoughts, your prayers, your research now, because this seminar probably will fill up early. We have not done one in a year. And we are not committing for 100 seats as we have in the past. We're committing for only 35 seats in the seminar. And we have blessing givers who are wanting to return back, so it will fill up quickly. And I'm just giving you all a heads up on getting in. It's not close to being filled up right now, but I would imagine within a month to 6 weeks. So don't wait till last minute to enroll in this seminar. It's fabulous. And even if you don't intend to actually offer the blessing to others publicly, it will give you more information about receiving the blessings of Christ than you have ever known in your whole life. It will open your whole body, heart, and soul to more receivership than you could ever imagine. The testimonial we opened today from Scott is all about what can happen when you become opened to these blessings. And it's not just the blessings offered on Sunday. It's all the blessings of God, all the blessings of nature, all the blessings of Christ that are available to us every day of our life, and we don't know how to receive them. We're not open enough to receive them. It will be like taking a can opener to your life. And everything that Scott said was about what has happened to him. He came to a blessing conference I don't think it was the last one we had. It was the one before that. And since that, he offered music to us. Didn't expect that would happen when he came. I gave him the drums. He played the drums. He became a conduit for the blessing on more than just an ordinary level through all the waves of music. By the time it was over, Scott's life had changed. And then it began to change by the week, by the month, by the day, until he went from actually being rather socially shy before that, not feeling comfortable in public, to doing this awesome work that he's doing now and being able to be in front of audiences and being a service to his fellow man. And I don't think Scott may offer the blessing privately, but I don't think he stands in front of the public and offers Christ's blessing. He's offering his own version of blessing through the work that he does, through his own creative talents, as do I most days of the week. I open my days every day with a blessing. I close my days with a blessing. But I don't offer public blessings except on Sunday. And that's over the telephone. So this is not an invitation for you to step outside your comfort zone and become, a preacher. You know, we're not asking you to stand in front of a pulpit, in front of an audience, building a congregation. We're not asking you to do anything like that. We're asking you to learn how to receive the blessings, because when you receive more blessings from Christ, you will learn how to offer them. And let me give you an ancient equivalent to that. We don't know what Yeshua taught the apostles about healing or offering blessings to people. What we do know is he gave them magnificent blessings. He taught the apostles about his love, the love of God, the Holy Spirit. He infilled them with his grace, with his love. On the day of Pentecost, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. And because they were filled, they knew what to do. They knew how to take it to the world. They knew how to be a conduit. You see, our biggest problem as human beings is we don't know how to receive. Here we are, sick, poor, starving for companionship, sad, depressed, feeling sorry for ourselves, feeling depleted in one sort or another, not knowing where to go to find support, to find work, to find comfort, friendship, whatever. And we don't know how to receive. And God's blessings are all around us. And we're not knowing how to receive. The receiving of blessings is the first big step. And this is what you will learn in the blessing, in the Christ Blessing Seminar, more than I can ever show you or tell you on the Sunday Blessing calls. But I do want to give a little more emphasis to that topic today and tomorrow, next Sunday and the Sunday after that, because I know from everything that Yeshua has been teaching me that this is where we need to be putting our emphasis. How do we receive? We have two more callers, and I'm going to take those callers, and then I'm going to get on with what I need to tell you today about receiving and how to receive better. We have a caller from area code 505, and you're on. Hello? Okay. We're hoping that you're on. I have unmuted your line. And while we're working on that, Eva, I have just opened your line.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
We can.
Oh, wonderful. Glenda, this is Kayoko from Santa Fe, and I just wanted to thank you for the study guide. I received it, and it's given me an opportunity to read the first chapters of the book again. I'm just amazed at the wonderful opportunity to be able to do so. I was concentrating mostly on the teachings because I thought I read the first chapters.
Mm-hmm.
The very beginning in 1990s, but study guide had me read the first chapters again, and I'm just lost for words. I'm very thankful, and I get to experience the first moments and everything, and it is like being there and living the miracle, and I learned the little lessons and big lessons that you learn with you, the words that you wrote long time ago, but I can feel that each word has been chosen somewhat, and I can feel that, yes, this is a book, and yet this is not a book, and I'm so excited that we live in the age where book can be much, much more than a book and timeless. Thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. And Kyoko, you have so perfectly made the next contribution to our call today. So many people have had your experience, and that is of reading Love Without End many times, or several times, and each time they read, they receive something they didn't receive before. And this gets back to the whole subject of how do we receive. We can only receive so much at any one time. We have filters on our consciousness and filters on our heart, filters in our mind, and filters in our life experience and our ability to receive an expanded experience. And once we fill that capacity, we close down and we don't receive anymore, which is truly unfortunate, but in a way it just is what it is. Now, thank you so much for mentioning how well the study guide is opening up you beyond your filterings, beyond your filters, so that you can receive more. This is why it was written. And I so encourage everyone who's ever read Love Without End, get the study guide and read it again, because it will assist you in receiving more that there that maybe you didn't see the first time. So I so thank you for mentioning that. And Eva, are you on the line? Hi. Oh, I'm so glad.
Yes. And I wanted to, I also appreciate the study guide which came this week, but that isn't what I called about. I'm calling about what is happening at the church which I am attending, which is the Methodist Church in Mount Holly, close to me, where I took a position of the music position, which was open in 2010.
Uh-huh.
And it has been sometimes a drag, sometimes, you know, less than inspirational, and yet each Sunday after I became a blessing giver, I would always give the blessing before I went to the service and hoping that, you know, things would improve, and I would see some improvement. But all of a sudden, we got a big jump, and this is because the church, the pastor who we had was pastoring two churches. This is a large historical church which takes a lot of upkeep, and the members have dwindled to mostly older people, and not being able to really keep up with the finances. So they came up with a new plan and are using ministers who they're not yet ordained ministers but are in training in seminary, and they've given us two young men who are 22 and 23, and they've just come this month, and today we heard the first sermon from the 23-year-old, and it was wonderful.
Oh, how great. So you're getting new life in the church.
I said, for the first time since I've been here, I felt truly inspired. And he was his sermon was about God with us. And it was the reading from Moses where the I Am spoke to him and said that I will be with you. And it was just so inspiring. And he said, when he started off, he says, well, I'm letting go of the lectionary for the first three Sundays and putting what God has given onto my heart for this time. And I just said, yes, you know, in
some bet yes.
And so, like, why do these people have to think they have to preach, you know, they're told to preach on this subject, and this subject, and this subject each Sunday, because how can you ever follow the Spirit that way?
You can't feel the Spirit. You know, I have decided to never know what I'm going to talk about when I come to the blessing call, because the congregation of friends who are here will bring the need to me. Mm-hmm. And actually, as I open up my receivership, I always receive more than I ever expected. And so many people comment. They say, Glenda, where did these messages come from? And I said, they come from Christ or the Holy Spirit. And all I have to do is show up and open my heart to where I can receive more than I ever could have thought to say, than ever would have expected to say, would ever have expected to even know to say. And this is why I want to focus upon receivership. This is what we're all having trouble with, every single one of us. Now, it will be different in each person's life. For some, it may be better relationships. For some, it may be inspiration for a better idea to create something or expedite something. For others, it may be a better job, more income, life solutions. For others, it may be a larger influx of health energy that can heal and soothe the body and bring out the goodness in our biological plan. You see, let me talk about that just for a moment. Whether it's we, human beings, or the little kitty with the breathing problem, we all were created with a perfect DNA pattern. But on top of that DNA pattern can be aberrations that occur, adaptations to stressful events or traumatic events or insufficient life programs, and we can adapt to let's just call them aberrations. We won't call them flaws. They're just glitches in the program that somehow appeared in the pattern of life. Now, what happens when these stressful interferences begin to occur, it's only natural that we're going to focus on those. What do we focus on as human beings? The squeakiest wheel on the car, the squeakiest wheel in a piece of machinery. What gets our attention? The squeaky wheel. What gets our attention? The flaw. What gets our attention? The aberration. So we put our attention on these things, on all these things that are troubling us, or they're wrong, or they're making us ill, or frightened, or worried, or anxious. That's what we put our attention on. Now, by definition, all of these things will be inadequate to support life. Every single one of them will be limited, because life in its perfect plan is the big plan. It's the big picture. It's the foundation on which your life was created. It's the foundation of all possibilities. That's what God created. These imperfections are tiny. So after a long period of time of putting our attention on the tiny things, the limited programs, the limited possibility, what happens is our ability to receive becomes measured and limited to the issues that we're putting our attention on. Let's just say our life DNA has a measurement of 100 miles, but this illness we have has a measurement of 3 milliliters. And our attention is on this 3 milliliters. What's going to be the size of our receivership? 3 milliliters. And we say, but that's all I need to fix that problem. No, it's not what you need to fix that problem. That's the size of the problem. This is why Yeshua said, take your attention off of these problems. Don't worry about them. You can't change a hair on your head. You can't change anything about the difficulties within your body. God can change these things, but you have to take your attention off of the small issues, because that's how big you'll make the solution. It'll only, if your attention is 3 milliliters wide, that's how big the solution can be. When the solution needs to address the larger DNA program of your life that's perfect, the larger physical possibilities that are perfect. Let's say you're focusing upon a job that's not making enough money. And so you focus on it and you try to figure out ways to make that job bigger and better. But there's only so much money in the budget. It just can't pay you anymore. You need to put your attention on the larger possibility of your talents, the larger possibility of what's out there for using your talents, the larger possibility for all of your connections in life. There's got to be a bigger answer that comes in and fills your bucket up with a whole lot bigger supply. That's what Yeshua was telling you. 2,000 years ago, he tells you today, take your attention off the problem and put your attention on larger possibilities for solution. We have to be able to receive more. We're limiting our receivership on all levels every day, whether it's biological, financial, relationship, faith, our trust and love of God, our celebration of life. Learn to celebrate life no matter what's happening. Learn to look for more friends. If we hope, let's just look at a friendship problem. We've got a friendship that just keeps falling off the edge. We keep having arguments or misunderstandings. It's not working. We're in stress over it, and we keep trying to repair it. Well, the answer is bless that friendship, but let go of it for the time being. Pull in more, go get more friends. Let the one that's not working just sleep for a little while. Sometimes resting is the best solution. Get new friends. Go new places. Make new friends. Get into new activities. There's no limitation of the friends you can have in your life. Expand your receivership on all things. So let's say you have a health problem. You may not have an answer to that particular problem at that time, but you can get a better diet. You can maybe support your body with minerals, with better vitamins. Maybe your doctor can't fix that particular problem, but you could take a look at what is your body doing right and well. What are your strengths? What are your physical strengths? And make them stronger. This takes us to a very big and important word called gratitude. It goes back to the old adage, count your blessings. We all have blessings we're not praising, that we're not offering appreciation for. Count your blessings. Praise them. Give thanks and enjoy them. Tell God how much you appreciate the things you do have. You know, we are so limited in our ability to receive that sometimes when we're wanting to gain receivership in this tiny, stressful area, we'll take our attention off of the blessings we are already receiving. What we need to do is give thanks for those and also ask for more. Praise and also request. There's no limitation for God, but we limit ourselves. And that's one of our fundamental human frailties, is learning to ask for more. Giving thanks, praising, and holding on to the blessings we have, and yet breathing even deeper, drinking even deeper from the cup, being grateful for all the friends we've ever had, and getting more friends. There's no limitation to it. Let's ask for more. Next time, I think I'll probably spend the bigger part of the time on this message, because it's a big message. It's the biggest message of all. And we all need to know more about how to do it. So please come back next time. Please be here. But we need to move on to our blessing today, because I know that people tune in specifically, remotely, to receive the blessing. Blessing givers, please join me. And those who are here to receive, be seated, be relaxed, be comfortable, and be ready to receive more than you thought you could, more than you even are asking for. God knows even more than you do how much you need and how to give it. We need to be looking for it in places we haven't expected, in ways we didn't count on, whole new possibilities we didn't expect. Be prepared to be surprised. But for now, let's relax. Let's be open. Allow your life, your heart, your soul, every part of your being to be open. Surrender and to rest in the love that you are. Expand your faith. Love God with all your heart, mind, body, and soul. And just receive. Once the blessing has been given, go and rest for at least 7 minutes and do nothing but just receive. Be a sponge. Be a sponge with a heart. Be a sponge with faith. Don't use your mind. Don't even continue your prayers, because your prayers often imply the idea that you have needs. When you're receiving, just receive the fullest. of all that's been given. And let us begin. Dear Yeshua, beloved one, Son of God, who holds all things in your hands and your heart, your body, heart, and soul, to give us, and most of all, to give us the courage to surrender so that we can receive beyond all expectation. We thank you for giving you your heart, your soul, your body, and your love forever. And we ask now for your blessings today, for all of our needs, for our loved ones, for our physical needs, our financial needs, our relationship, all the things that we're focusing on. And we ask that you give us the courage to expand our focus, to receive even beyond, well beyond what we thought we needed. And we thank you most of all that you will walk with us as we have the courage to receive. Amen. Let us begin. Your blessing is complete. Now, go and rest for at least 7 minutes. Receive and allow all of the love and the spirit and the energy that has been given to you to be assimilated on all levels of your body, heart, soul, and being. I'll say goodbye for now and look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye.